How is the Star Cruiser living on through its people? Let's discuss. Welcome to Princess and Scoundrel, where we take you along our scrappily ever after, from Fantasyland to Tatooine and everything in between. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Steven.
And full disclosure, we had every intention of talking about the Wish Upon a Star Cruiser that we just disembarked from recently.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one of the things. Like, we start planning, okay, what's the next conversation going to be about? And because it was such a, you know, big event, we were like, okay, this is what we're talking about. But as we started kind of getting that conversation together, we started to realize that it wasn't necessarily about the cruise.
Right.
Because we'd gone on the cruise before and we didn't necessarily change anything. It was more about the community. And then we kind of started going from there and how the community, you know, is this Halcyon legacy.
The legacy.
Yeah. So I think that's where the conversation kind of led to. And that's what we're going to kind of talk about, like, is how the cruise was affected by, you know, this, you know, the legacy of Star Cruiser.
Right. Yeah. I think that's a great way to sum it up, because, yes, the cruise was great. And we talked about it on our last live stream in more detail of all the fun things that happened on there. But it really was the people and this intangible thing that, like, happened leading up to the cruise and then on the cruise itself that really made its mark, I think, on a lot of us. So let's talk the Halcyon legacy. Before we even get into that, why is it even so important, the Star Cruiser? On our last episode, we talked about third spaces, and it was kind of the not the climax of the but the thing that we got to in that episode was that our ultimate third space, this place where you could really relax and get away, the place where you could socialize with like-minded people, and the place where you could really let go and play, for us it was Star Cruiser, and for so many it was Star Cruiser.
Well, I think what you were trying to get to was that it was a third space is like that important. It's so important for our mental health because it was a place for us to relax, for us to play, to be creative and be our true selves.
Right. Like, it's not work. It's not home. It is your third space.
Yeah.
And, well, we don't have Star Cruiser anymore. And
they took it away.
They took away our third space. And so we had to, as a community, figure out, what do we do?
Yeah. Well, and again, talking, kind of going back to the last episode, I kind of was making that argument that third space is sometimes now it's evolved into being some kind of like this virtual space. And I know we were in agreement, disagreement, but I think we were able to kind of keep those communities alive by having these virtual spaces. And yes, they kind of changed because they were here's for costume groups for Star Cruiser.
Right. Well, even then, I don't think Disney realized it. I don't think we realized it at the time that when we were setting up these Facebook groups that it was creating this community, right? Like,
or these subsets of communities.
These subsets of communities of, yeah, different aspects of Star Cruiser. So, like you said, there was costuming, there was food, there was cabin sharing, there was deep diving into the storylines after you'd been on Star Cruiser, there was planning for the Star Cruiser. There were all these different groups. And when we set them up, we were just like, hey, this would be a good place for people to get together and talk about these things. At the time, we didn't realize that that was going to be so important to the community that became the Star Cruiser community. Like, that's what built it, was these Facebook groups and Discords and Instagram, all these other places. And I don't think Disney realized what they were building with Star Cruiser and that people were going to love it so much and want to connect with one another. It wasn't like going to Disney World and riding Haunted Mansion and then finding your tribe of people that also really love Haunted Mansion.
Which, I mean, I think it still happens. I think there's some very passionate Haunted Mansion.
But, like, to the extent that Star Cruiser happened?
I mean, I don't know.
Maybe. We don't know. We're not.
I'm not in that group. So
we're not in that community. All we know is what we know, right? But the Star Cruiser community, it blew up. It had a huge impact on people. And people needed, it's not like you could go on Star Cruiser every weekend. It's not like you can get an annual pass and go all the time, right? So people needed that virtual community. And when Star Cruiser closed, that was all we had, was the virtual community.
Yeah.
We had to, you know, we couldn't have like a cabin mate finding group anymore. And so we had to merge some Facebook groups. We had to restructure some other Facebook groups and kind of like diversify them a bit. But we wanted the community to live on. And one of the things we did was the hashtag Halcyon Legacy.
Yeah. It was kind of a play on the comic book.
Right.
You know, that the ship that coincided with the Star Cruiser. And it's so funny. Well, it's funny, but sad.
Oh.
Sorry. But I think they were trying to create a lore, a past lore for this, because if you know the story, you were celebrating the 275th voyage of the Halcyon.
The anniversary.
Anniversary.
Yeah.
And it was kind of creating this lore, this backstory. So it was like, here's the Halcyon legacy. So within the canon, that's what it was.
Yeah.
And it kind of morphed into now meaning here's the legacy, now us experiencing the legacy of what the Halcyon was.
Right.
So it just kind of like evolved, like almost like from lore to real life.
Yeah, it really did, because it was the Star Cruiser universe. We kind of took it and started hashtag Halcyon Legacy. Really, it was as a way for me to like cope with it a bit. And I knew I wanted to share like the impacts that Star Cruiser had on me. And I was like, well, if I want to do it, other people want to do it. So let's just use this hashtag so we can all find each other and learn each other's stories of what this experience meant, if it changed you, if you started a new business, if you, whatever it was, even if it was just like, I got to spend like 45 hours with my kid, not on devices, and just hang out and like connect again.
Yeah.
There were all kinds of beautiful stories that came out of this. And so the Halcyon legacy became, let's just share our stories. Let's share what it meant to us. Fast forward to now, 9 months after the closure, and Halcyon legacy has kind of taken on a life of its own, in terms of now it's not just what did this ship mean to us, but what do the people that we met as a result of this experience mean to us.
Yeah.
And I think it's just funny, the evolution of this term, like how it has shifted. But at this time, to me, the Halcyon legacy is, how does this group live on after this physical space is gone?
And that is how we kind of came to the cruise.
The cruise.
The idea. And I think that was, you know, it was like, oh, that's how we came to the cruise.
So,
but the idea was something that I think, again, it came from your it's a brainchild of yours, because I was fine. I'm fine with that virtual space,
right,
the virtual, you know, connections. But I think you kind of make that argument that you want to be in that physical, you know, the physical world, and be able to connect with these people.
Right. I love traveling. I mean,
yeah.
It's a good thing I'm a travel agent. I love to travel. I love to be as far away as possible from my washing machine. That to me is like the idea of a third space. Is just like, I can't even think about laundry. And yes, the virtual community that the Star Cruiser has keeps that, it ignites the spark, if you will, in the in-between times from when we could go on Star Cruiser. But to me, where the real magic happens in this community is when people start getting together in like physical space. And I was crying. I was grieving about Star Cruiser being closed. And I was like, what is it that we can do where we can all still get together? Because that was the wonderful thing. It was like, are you going to be on this voyage?
Well, but I mean, even from kind of that last, well, one of the voyages that we, on actual Star Cruiser, we did the May 4th voyage. Mm-hmm. And we said, tell all our friends, hey, we're going to be on this day. You know, come hang on. Out.
Yeah.
And it was kind of a very nice takeover. You know, we all went at one time.
A friendly takeover.
Yeah.
It wasn't a takeover. It was a infusion of people that really loved Star Cruiser all at one time. It was beautiful. It was the best voyage. It was the best journey. Yeah. And a week later, they announced the closure.
Well, but we were going to say we're going to do it every year. Like, everybody was so like, let's do this every year. We're gonna do it every single year. And then they took it away.
I even had put up like an interest form for people to fill out. So as soon as the next set of dates opened up and we could book the May 4th voyage for 2024, we were ready to go.
Yeah.
I had people on the list and...
Nothing.
Days later, literally, I think it was 2 days after I'd set up that form, they announced that it was closing. And so it was we were already looking forward to seeing all of our Star Cruiser friends again on the ship in 2024. That wasn't going to happen anymore. So it was what can we do to get together? We landed on a cruise. We'll just quickly run through the reasons why the cruise came to be. One, you can't just meet up in Galaxy's Edge and get the same experience that you get on Star Cruiser. Yes, it's an immersive Star Wars land, but you're not staying overnight. You're not really getting to spend good quality time because you're limited to park hours. You're limited to a lot of things. If you did want it to be Star Wars, you had to keep it within Disney because Disney's the only place where you can really get true Star Wars stuff. And Star Cruiser was a 2-night space cruise. The closest thing you can get to a 2-night space cruise is an actual cruise. And they don't do 2-night ocean cruises. So we did a 3-night ocean cruise. And we did it on the Disney Wish because there was a voyage that started on March 1st, the anniversary. Birthday? Anniversary? There's a hot debate going on over here. I don't know which one I think it is.
This is where we kind of I had that... That kind of, not in a bad way, but kind of is it the 276th?
Seventh. Because it's the second anniversary of it being open in the human world, right?
Yeah.
In our galaxy.
So it's which one is it? So I'm going to kind of put the call out. If you know, I'm pointing out to the cameras if you're listening to it. But if you're listening to it, if you're watching it, let us know what you think it is or what what we should go with.
I don't know. So, okay. But let's explain a little bit because the Halcyon, every single voyage of the Halcyon was celebrating the 275th anniversary.
Yeah.
For 18 months, they celebrated the 275th anniversary of the Star Cruiser.
Yeah. It's kind of like a Groundhog's Day.
Does that mean that after 18 months, the Groundhog's Day ended and we're actually only maybe to the 276th anniversary?
So
are we still groundhogging over here?
It kind of feels like we're getting into a little bit of a time travel conversation.
Nope, absolutely not. We are shutting this down right now. Leave a comment on what you think it is. We don't know if it's a birthday. We don't know if it's an anniversary. We don't know what it is. But we figured out, for the record, you really love time travel.
I'm just intrigued by it. So
my little baby brain cannot comprehend any of that. I don't understand multiverses. I don't understand branches. None of it makes sense to me. So all I knew is I wanted to get together with my Star Cruiser friends on March 1st, 2024. There was a Disney Wish cruise that lined up with it. We could have the hyperspace lounge and the cargo bay in the kids club during open house hours. And that's really it. Well, but we're that's good enough. It's as close as we can get to a Star Cruiser.
From the travel agent side, there was the, let's try to figure out what extra things we could do.
Yes.
Because we want as much of the immersive experience that we got from Star Cruiser in this next, iteration of whatever we're doing.
Right.
And how do we do that? And then again, that's why you picked the Star Wars and Hyperspace Lounge. But we quickly found out that a lot of the Disney cruise ships are not necessarily built with what we had in mind.
With the Star Cruiser community in mind. Well, but that's for sure.
Because again, we kind of talked about it as a conference space, mm-hmm. being able to have just a dedicated room where we could have events and stuff like that. And like, we don't have that.
No.
Having characters. And this was something that we kind of, you know, shook our fists at the sky because they had Star Wars, you know, Star Wars Days at Sea, and they took it away because of Star Cruiser, but now it's not back, even though Star Cruiser's gone.
Are you trying to enrage me right now?
That's a whole other rant. Ugh. But that's not the thing. And so we couldn't have characters participate in the things that we wanted to participate in. So it was, we were faced with limitations.
Right.
And I think it just, we, to be able to continue what we were doing and what we wanted to achieve, we said, you know what? It doesn't matter. We're gonna keep going.
Right. Well, so, okay. So, yes, we could have booked in with a group. That was initially what we were going to do. We were going to do a big group booking. Lots of limitations were faced. Lots of requests were made. Lots of requests were unable to be accommodated because, like you said, they don't do Star Wars Days at Sea. They can't change the cruise for us when there's other people on there. Itineraries and all of these things. So, like, if you thought, like, oh, man, it would have been nice to have – I asked about all of it. We could get nothing. And understandably so. There's business reasons why. But even just doing the group contract, there were too many variables within this group. It's not meant for that. It's meant for a family reunion where you've got a set number of people. You know the cabin types, the people, all these things.
It wasn't flexible.
It was not.
Here's, you know, you start getting a contract kind of ready for 20 rooms. And the interest, like, that's on the back end. On the front end, you're asking people, hey, if you have interest, you know, let me know. People keep getting interest. Like, there's more people, more like, hey, can we modify? Can we modify? And
they're like,
and there's a point that they don't let you modify, and they don't let you, like, they cut you, basically cut you off. And so you're like, well, I can't go, like, I need to be able to,
I need to that. Move like this.
Yeah.
And it was not like that. And so eventually we just like I said, just like with when we did the Star Cruiser voyage and we couldn't get like a group booking on Star Cruiser, I was like, forget it. Well, I'm just going to book everybody individually. And ultimately we ended up having 75 cabins that we were personally responsible for. There were other people that booked like on their own or through their travel agents. I don't know what the number was.
And I think that's one of the cool things about it, because during the like swag swap and just again, having conversations with people, that you kind of find out that there are people in the community that hadn't even gone to Star Cruiser.
Yeah.
They are part of the community, and because everybody, like, they just vibed with the community.
Yeah.
They're like, I saw these people, like, you know, I watched, you know, videos vicariously, you know, through you guys, like, I got to experience it, and that was the only way. Or I was saving up to go to eventually, but they shut it down. So, but they saw the community and how, you know, accepting and how, like, loving it is, that they wanted to be part of it. So even though you didn't book them, they still made a way on the ship and said, you know what, let's participate in all the events. And that was like such a cool thing of the community just like continuing to grow, even though Star Cruiser's not around.
And I think that's the important thing is, like, yes, there's logistical challenges and like things that we faced leading up to it. And like, it, thank goodness we put 9 months between like when the idea started in this, because there was a lot that went on behind the scenes. But the people and the way that they showed up on this cruise was just like, what? Like, yeah. I cannot believe how much people, like, the thought and the effort that they put into getting ready for this, like they would have for Star Cruiser.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the cruise itself a little bit and, like, what this community actually did on this cruise, because it was amazing. I worried for so long that people were like, is it gonna feel like Star Cruiser? Like, yes, it's a cruise. Like, people are gonna have a good time. Like, you're on vacation, right? Yeah. Like, it's gonna be a good time. But is it gonna feel the way it felt when you were on a Star Cruiser voyage with like a lot of really cool like people you were vibing with?
I didn't feel like we were not gonna have a great time. I think that's you being a space mom. Just kind of like worrying about something, because I was definitely excited for it, because this was, these are my people. And I was like, I'm so excited to be able to hang with my people. And I think that was like the weirdest thing, because I was initially hesitant to even get on a cruise ship, and not saying, like, I had a good time, but not a great time.
On the first cruise. Not this one.
And then on this cruise, I was excited to be able to, like, I'm going to have friends aboard. And I think that's what I was excited about. Is it wasn't necessarily the cruise. It was just, I'm going to have friends that I'm going to be able to hang out with. And I think that was the thing that I knew it was going to be, you know, a success.
Well, I wish you had told me that and I didn't have to stress about it for so long. Because I think I was so focused on the logistics of it, making sure that everybody's reservations were all right and everything was good. But we knew that we also wanted to infuse some Star Cruiser stuff into this, because that's what brought all of these people together and that's what they're there for. And so we had some ideas of things we wanted to do, but we also put the call out to, like, hey, like, we're all getting together. What ideas does everybody have about things that we could do? But I was putting on my space mom hat and I was like, what are things that we can do that do not impact anybody else's voyage? Like, people that are not in our group that are just, like, booked on a vacation, we don't want to impact them in any negative way. We don't want to take over any spaces. We don't want to be disrespectful. Like, and we don't want to, any of the programming that is going on the cruise that we may want to do, like, that we're not impacting that as well. And people showed up. Yeah. And it felt like Star Cruiser. There was a swag swap where, you know, on Star Cruiser at the end of the night at Sublight Lounge, people would just, like, give out, like, oh, hey, and they, like,
yeah, here's some credits, or here's, like, things that they would, you know, make.
Yeah. So there was a whole thing for that. There was Saja meditation. There was trivia and scavenger hunts and all these beautiful things that people just put their heart and soul into, because this community wants to feel the feeling that they had when they were back on Star Cruiser. We all miss it. We all ache for it, because it had such an impact on every single one of us. Like, you and I are no different than anybody else in this community. Yeah. Like, we all loved this thing and we loved what it provided us, which was this group of people that are so like-minded. And people prepared for this cruise like they did for a Star Cruiser voyage, and that was absolutely just jaw-dropping to me, because I'm like, it's a cruise. Yeah. Like, but people showed up and they showed up big.
So what would you say is what was your biggest highlight of, like, the voyage?
Oof.
Or, like, your moment, like, your memorable moment.
My memorable moment. I'd say I have two. Don't tell me to pick a favorite. I have two moments that really stand out to me. One of them, and that was one of the things that we did organize, was some group photos, because I was like, okay, Space Mom wants group photos. One, because I just wanted to get everybody together at like once a day so that everybody could get to see each other, because it is a big cruise ship. Everybody was kind of dispersed. So it was a way to hang out. And then two, I just, like, my little babies. Like, I just wanted everybody there so we could have a photo. The very first day, the very first group photo was a few hours after we had all gotten on the ship, and we were in the, it's called the Grand Hall, but really it was the atrium. Like, we all called it the atrium. And there was this stage, and they were setting up for a set that was going to take place later on. And I was like, oh no, I wanted to take pictures on these stairs, so let me go talk to them. And at the time, we'd gotten there like 10 minutes before the group photo was supposed to happen. There's like a couple dozen people there. And I was like, oh my God, such a great turnout. Like, this is amazing. And I'm talking to the cast members up there, and I'm like, hey, we want to take a photo. Can we use the stairs? It'll take us like 5-10 minutes. There's not that many of us. There's a couple dozen. There's not that many. 5-10 minutes, we're good. And then we can, like, move the microphones back. And they were like, sure, lady, like, whatever you want. Like, it's not a big deal. And so I'm talking to them, like, thank you so much. And I don't feel like I was talking to them that long, but then I was standing up on the stage and I turn around to see, okay, like, it's getting close. We're a couple minutes before, like, let me wrangle everybody onto the stage to get ready. There were over 100 people, maybe 200 people ready, like, that showed, oh, nope, I'm not gonna cry, that all showed up at once to take this photo and to be together. And just the impact of that moment, because it was really cool that everybody showed up, because we put the call out there, like, hey, let's take this group photo, let's all get together. But evident that people were wanting to get together with other people like them.
Yeah.
That's what this was all for, was for a moment like that where everybody could be together again. And it just, I mean, it's hitting me now, and it hit me then. It's just like, whew. Because me, as a travel agent, I'm working on a computer all day. I'm just like making these little folders of everybody, and I'm typing their names in. And so I'm aware of everybody that's going to be on this cruise, but that's like just virtually. And they weren't just names, but they were names on my computer. To see those names as like actual humans in real space was just like, well, not real space, but you know what I mean. It was shocking to me. I don't know why, but it was just, it was an absolutely beautiful moment. You asked me for one moment, and I'm like dragging this on. The second moment was the very last night of the cruise.
And I mean, okay, before you go into the next, but I remember on that one, there was so many people that we took the picture, and like you're talking and kind of thanking everybody, and people are like running up to get in the picture.
Yeah.
And you know, we'd been there now like a good, and this, you can, it's like wrangling cats. We were able to take the picture, and you know, people like disperse, and you know how it just like it explodes. Everybody,
you're not getting everybody back in that photo.
And there's people still running up, like trying to get in the picture, and we're like, man, that's incredible that there was that many people, you know, continually, you know, trying to make it.
And we had a sweet cast member take the photo of us. I don't even think he got everybody in, because like he just kept like scooting further and further back, and I still think like we cut people off because there was just there were so many people. Like it was incredible. So then cut to the last night of the cruise. My moments are kind of bookending the cruise. The last night of the cruise, it felt like Star Cruiser again, where it's like you didn't want to leave and you didn't want to say goodbye. But on a real cruise, you have to pack your bags and like put them outside your door like the night before. So we had to go pack. You were talking to people in the atrium. I was like, I'm going to go grab us some packing beverages in the hyperspace lounge. And so I went in there one last time. I also was going in there to like get data and like talk up the bartenders and be like, so exactly how successful was this?
Oh, yeah.
We'll come back to that. But I went in there and I was like, let me get my drinks. I'm in there, I get my drinks, and the Halcyon. One of the beautiful things about Hyperspace Lounge is it's got these screens, and the Halcyon comes by, and everybody's just like cheering for it and like has their phones out. And I did like a 360 and recorded everybody, because it was just like, as I was doing that, it kind of had that same moment of like, everybody, like we all in this moment feel that thing. We feel it. We feel connected. We feel together as one. And it was just, it was beautiful. And at that moment, somebody taps me on the shoulder and was like, hey, Sherry, one of the people in the group, and I think a lot of people know Sherry, was like, Sherry has something she wants to give you. And I was like, okay, like, well, you know, let me pay for my drinks. Like, I'm not going to skip out on this. I'll pay for my drinks. I'll be right over. And so I get our drinks, and I go over there, and she presented me with this, essentially like a yearbook or like a card, like a book. It was an empty book. And during the course of that cruise, she had all of these people that were there from this community sign the book for me and for us with just sweet words of like what this cruise meant for people. And instant tears like shot out of my eyes. I was a puddle on the floor. But it was evident that there is a need. Like, one, it was very sweet. Like I said, we're no different than anybody else in this community that just really loved this thing. I was the weirdo that was like, I've got an idea. Let's all hang out. But reading through it, it was evident that people really need a place to get together like this and to just like relax and relate to one another. And we don't have that anymore. And I think like it was beautiful, but also just like incredibly frustrating that we're now having to figure it out on our own.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and I mean, I think that's my, you know, kind of my moment.
Yeah. What, like, is your moment?
Like my thing was, again, I was excited to be able to talk with friends, and that's what I was able to do. I felt comfortable. Like, even though I wasn't home, I was comfortable. I the entire trip, I was relaxed. And it's funny because I felt busy, but every time it's because I would go from one, you know, one conversation with some, you know, with someone to someone else.
Yeah.
And this is where I think, like many others, is being able to really have conversations with people. It's not just a hello, how are you doing, but you get to sit down and sometimes have a drink, but got to really know that person. And that's what I was able to do. I was able to sit down with some people and just really get to know them and really talk to them. And, you know, I've always kind of said I'm more introverted. I kind of keep to myself, but it's more of, if someone wants to listen, I'm there to talk. Or if, you know, I'm always there to listen if they want to talk.
Yeah.
And I think that's what it gave us, the time to just sit there and talk and have, you know, converse.
Right.
And that's where it was just like the best time for me. It was just, you know, when you were talking about you, we had to pack, like you were like pulling me away because I did not want to leave. Like it felt like Star Cruiser, where it's like, I didn't want to leave. Like,
and packing was very unfun.
Yeah, it was very, like, I was like throwing things in the suitcase. Like, that would have been the end of Princess and Scoundrel, because I was throwing things in the suitcase.
I'm,
I was
like, pulling, I don't want to, out of the suitcase. I'm like, we need passports to get off the ship.
We need clothes. I need socks and shoes. But no, I was just like, I wanted to go back. I was just like, throw everything in suitcases. Like, I want to go back. But it was, you know, you were faced with that, like, that responsibility of we gotta pack and leave,
and it's over. Like, yeah. There was only a finite amount of time, but just, it was amazing.
But go back.
Let's talk about the stats of this cruise, because that I was not.
Let's see the numbers.
Let's crunch some numbers. So the Disney knew we were coming. We were unaware of this beforehand.
Like, good on them. Good, they're keeping their ear to the ground. And
appreciate you, Disney. I don't think they realized like how much this group was going to show up. Like, we are Star Cruiser people. Like, I think we love a lounge. And there's two things that they offer specifically in the Star Wars bar there, the Hyperspace Lounge. There's the Kyber Crystal drink, which is like infamous for being the $5,000 drink, right? Yeah. And it comes with all these other things. Like, it's not just a drink. But then last October, they also introduced a Coaxium drink, which was like super dope.
It's
only $400.
Yeah.
But yeah, you want to talk about it a little bit?
Yeah. So like the Coaxium it's this tin.
It's big too.
Yeah, it's a pretty big, like, it's, I think, a little bit slimmer than a Camtono, a little bit taller. But when you open it, it has like this.
Like water vapor, like fog.
Yeah. And then you pull it out, and it has like three little vials of Coaxium. It's three different drinks, but they light up. So it's like the whole production of it's really cool.
And you keep it.
Yeah, you get to keep it. Yeah. You take it home.
You don't get to keep the Cantono when you buy the Kyber Crystal. So they have that. That just came out in October. When the Hyperspace Lounge opened at like 1:30 on embarkation day, people rope dropped the Hyperspace Lounge and started buying these drinks up.
Like, scheduling them for the rest of the...
Yeah, and that was cool because you could like buy it and basically like schedule when you wanted to have it. So people got to like participate in it. It wasn't like a bunch of Kyber crystals all at once. So at the end of the cruise, when I was in there that last night, I was like, talk to me about the stats here.
Because I remember on the first day, there was a bunch of boxes that were being brought in.
Yeah.
And there was like the whispers of like, they're bringing more, they're bringing more.
Yes. And they did. They absolutely did. So the Hyperspace Lounge opened 1:30 on embarkation day. They sold or scheduled 4 Kyber crystals in the first hour. For like everybody to know, the only time they've ever done that before was the inaugural voyage, or like the media voyages, when they had people that needed to report on what this thing actually was, because there was a lot of mystery surrounding it. That was the last time that they've ever sold that many. They've gone months without selling a single Kyber crystal.
And this is the $5,000 one.
$5,000. People are asking us, they're like, are you going to buy? We're like, we will happily watch. Then they sold out of the Coaxium that they had on board, because they only had like one or two on board. And then all of a sudden these boxes, like, it was, what, 3 hours, I think, after the lounge had opened. All of a sudden, all these boxes started showing up in the lounge. And we were like, oh, man. they had to bring in more.
Yeah, they went down to the inventory before the ship left.
And at the end of the cruise, they had sold 17 coaxium.
Man.
They were limited and they sold out of it. So they brought on 17, they sold 17.
I bet they could have sold more.
They could have absolutely sold more. But there was no way for us to relay any messages to them ahead of time. Like with Star Cruiser, they knew like if a big group was coming because we were loud about it on the internet. But it was Star Cruiser and like it's 100 cabins.
Yeah.
Like a Disney, a Wish cruise has like.
Yeah, I mean like pretty much our group could have filled
a Star Cruiser voyage. Yeah. That's how many of us there were. So yes, they had to adapt to us big time, but you know what? They accommodated and it worked out.
Yeah. And I mean, I think that's what the Halcyon Legacy has kind of become, is the community being resilient and overcoming the ship being gone, but we are still able to bring life and positivity where we're going. Because I don't think there was ever a complaint of, you know, hey, there's too many people here in the atrium or the grand hall or whatever. but we just brought positivity, you know, out on the beach. People saw us, you know, dressed up and, you know, said, oh yeah, I like Star Wars too. And you're like, we invite them into the party and say,
here's swag bag. Yeah,
like here's some stuff.
Yeah. So. I was a space mom. I was very adamant about like don't negatively impact other people's trips, but even just talking to people on the ship that were not part of our group or crew members or cast members, everybody loved this group. Like we did bring light and we did bring joy, and we had crew members or cast members that were like off the clock just coming to hang out with us. Yeah. Which was wonderful. It was so great.
But again, I think that's we're always open and inviting to everyone.
It is the most positive and inclusive group. And yes, like it is a big group of people. Like we're gonna have like a diversity of like opinions and lifestyles and all of these different things. But overall, like this group is so supportive and so welcoming and so willing to help. Like if there was something that was happening and it was like, hey, we need some people to help with this. Instantly, 10 people raise their hands. We're like, well, we've got it.
Yeah.
We'll do it. Where else do you find people like that? This community that the Star Cruiser created, the impact that it had on people to want to find other people and then as a result build this community. I don't think that exists in other fandoms. Maybe there's Haunted Mansion people that are just like really hardcore and like really cool. And if so, I want to meet them. But this Star Cruiser community is something special.
Yeah. It definitely makes me proud to be, you know, a part of it.
So. Yeah. I mean, let's be cheesy about it. If the Star Cruiser ignited the spark, this community and the legacy that it is leaving behind in this people is continuing to light the fire. And I'm just...
And I mean, I think that's why we kind of like, we're gonna try to do it again.
Not try. Do okay. or do not.
Do or do not. Okay.
We're doing it again. It's going to be, who knows? Is it a birthday? Is it an anniversary? We don't know.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure that out. But we are going to keep doing these trips because I think, one, it was great for just us to get together with people. But I think it's good for everybody to get together and continue to grow and connect. We did put a survey out there to my clients. It was just like, hey, what'd you think of the length of the cruise, about the Disney Cruise Line, about where we go, and all of these different things to try to help shape it, because it's not something that you and like we picked the first one because we're like, okay, well, this seems like a good idea, but now it's up to all of us to figure out where we go with this next.
Yeah.
So we're working on that. But like you said, the beauty of the Halcyon Legacy is that it is an incredibly resilient group of people. No matter where we are meeting, we're going to have a great time.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. Thank goodness it went the way it did. I am so, so happy. My heart is so, so full. I am still, I think, like in shock that it went as well as it did, because like I said, I stressed about it for 9 months. But I think that's a good place to wrap up this episode. We do have, and we want to talk about this a little bit, because you love a virtual third space.
I do.
And we have a virtual third space.
Yeah, so we have our Patreon, and kind of within that is the Discord. So if it's somewhere you want to come hang out, you know, Patreon, that's where we kind of post things that are not necessarily, they're just like the random things that we're
polished.
Doing. They're just like the random things that we're doing, you know, around the house or whatever, preparing for the episode or just ramblings that I have. It's my little safe space. But also we have Discord. So if you want to come join the Discord, come join the Discord. And again, it's just coming and hanging out.
Yeah. And it's free to join the Discord too. So we have the Patreon. We do have a paid tier. But then if anybody wants to join the Discord, you can do that with a free Patreon membership. So come hang out with us. Let's talk about all the things. Let's talk about Star Wars books. Let's talk about costuming.
Yeah.
Let's
talk about random things.
The sweet shirt that Steven made. But that is it. Thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Until next time.